welcome back to the Power Hour. We're very excited for a new guest that we found. She is a, I call her an outspoken, powerful redhead here to speak her mind. Maybe a little more information would be she's a concerned American that started to research what was going on, and she's turned into quite a prominent activist on the net from a point of prophecy and spiritual point of view. It's really helped her to discover much a broader view of what we're dealing with. And I became aware of her for some of her videos on RF, on 5G, that kind of thing. And like Deborah Tavares, she's kind of really reawakened this topic to me. I want to have her on today to introduce you to her and to talk about this specifically. Dana, your YouTube channel is Dana Ashley at YouTube. Dana Ashley at YouTube. Dana, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for all your work in exposing the truth that so many people are completely unaware of. It's really important.
Well, I think they're more aware than they used to be. Do you get the feeling, before we get into our discussion, do you get the feeling like people are becoming more aware they're not drinking the Kool-Aid so much anymore?
Oh, how can you keep from it? I mean, it is literally everywhere we turn, and I do believe that a lot of people don't understand the Greek word tribulation, I'm sorry, the Greek word apocalypse actually means the unveiling. And so, you know, that's the kind of great thing about all this, is as we get deeper into it, more and more truth will be revealed, as ugly as it is. And so I just found that it was overwhelming for me until I knew about the spiritual aspect of it, when you just see, wow, these guys have all the power and control. What are we going to do about it? It's a pretty awful feeling. But when you understand it's a part of a bigger plan, it helps, you know, you to keep your peace in the face of it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the RF type frequencies. What got you involved in this? What perked your interest in this?
Thank you for asking me that. You know, I would call myself prior to this a Wi-Fi hopper. I mean, I loved when restaurants had Wi-Fi so that I could, you know, just pop my phone into there and not use my data and things like that. I've definitely been an early adopter in many things. I've never really trusted cell phones enough to, like, hold them against my head, for example, but for too long. But what I didn't know about was the Wi-Fi aspect, all this stuff with the smart meters. That all came to me because as a YouTuber, I spent an increasingly longer periods of time on Wi-Fi myself. So I'm sitting there with my laptop in my lap, and I was fine with it for the first few months. But over time, what I started to notice was that my mind, that before I could I could always depend on my mind to sort things out for me, it began to fade, and I would sit down to my computer and I could not think, and that was really terrifying. And as well, fatigue start to just take over my body. I just got up, and I'm a pretty energetic person, and I wanted to lay down, and I didn't understand it. And then I realized through studying how long I had been suffering with migraines, which are terrible. I don't know if you know anyone that's gone through that, but they're pretty debilitating. I have them every couple months. I figured out, wow, that happened when I started whenever I got Wi-Fi installed in my home. So this led me down the rabbit hole that we'll be discussing today. But I went into it kicking and screaming, I'll tell you that. I didn't want to know this. I think a lot of us do love our technology. We really don't want to hear that it's bad for us. But once I learned that it's literally what I now call sort of like the nervous system of the beast, and the way that they will manipulate not only our health but our emotions, it's really important that we get the word out and help people to know how to shield against it.
I've been of the opinion, you said the word beast, and I think that's an appropriate word, because this beast system really turning us into beasts. That's the way I look at it. The beast trying to make us in the image of the beast, right? Trying to turn us
Absolutely.
From the image of God to the image of the beast. And this beast system, I've come to the realization or the belief that the New World Order is coming in with a carrot. They're pulling us with a carrot, not pushing us with a stick. And one of the big carrots is technology, Wi-Fi, the screens, children just flock to them like, I mean, you think it was a pixie. You remember pixie sticks when we were little? It's like
yes.
The pixie sticks times 10 for children or something. Maybe discuss what you found. Why are you now changing kind of your, not kind of, changing your Wi-Fi habits? Why? What made you so alerted?
Well, once I started, it actually started impacting me in a very tangible way, physically. I've always been very into health. I'll just put that out there because I've studied the effects of food a long time. And once I realized...
Hold that thought,
another
Dana.
Yeah, let's do that.
Getting back to Dana. Dana Ashley, A-S-H-L-I-E, her YouTube channel. Dana Ashley, all one word, L-I-E, her channel. We're talking about RF. What is it that we're risking with some of this technology that you're finding? You're linking back to China, what have you, all these things. And then if this is so dangerous for somebody now, maybe first time they're hearing this, if this is so dangerous, why in the world is it even for sale? So address those two issues, please.
Perfect question, and I love addressing this. And, in fact, it's how I open up my video because – what I find people tend to do, because they love their technology just like I did, if they want to argue for their limitations, they'll go out and they'll go into Google and they'll put in Wi-Fi is safe and they'll find a study that proves it and they'll pop back in and they'll cut and paste it in there. And you can certainly do that because we now know that about 2/3 of the studies that have been done were sponsored by big telecom in the first place, and that, in fact, no independent studies have been done in over 20 years in America. And that's how I open up my video to explain how could this even have happened in the first place. These aren't the kind of stories you see on the news, the news that all of us have on our televisions, and even a lot of this stuff on Facebook, they get higher ranking for that very reason. And so science is bought and paid for. I show how that happens. You know, Tom Wheeler is the head of the FCC. This is the agency that is in charge of determining the quote-unquote safe guidelines for you and me. And the fact is, the military has known that since the 60s that non-thermal levels of microwave radiation, which that's what this is, we call it RF for radio fields, but microwave is a particular part of the spectrum within the microwave fields. They've known since the 60s, Dr. Alan Fry's work for the Office of Naval Research, he proved that the blood-brain barrier in rats leaked with a very small amount of cell phone radiation. And those studies have been repeated time and time again by Dr. Lee Salford. It's not up for debate, okay? When the blood-brain barrier leaks, the blood-brain barrier is what protects your brain from the things that ought not be in there. It perfectly describes why we have rising in our young such things as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ALS, and Huntington's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease. These are happening to our young people now. Things that used to only happen when people were very high up in their age. And so it all makes so much sense. So this is a big risk. It's not a little risk. It's a big risk. And with 5G being on the horizon, I believe we need to understand at least a little bit about how these fields work so that we can protect ourselves against them, and you can, okay, so that when 5G comes along, we'll be more well-versed in this world so that we can attempt to protect ourselves from that as well.
Why is this even being used? I mean, can they use a different frequency? Why did they pick the one frequency that's going to basically turn us into a baked potato in a microwave?
Well, now you're getting into a wholly different category of a rabbit hole. If you've looked at the Georgia Guidestones, I think the story is there. But the truth be told, cell phones do work on a very, very tiny percentage of this radiation. And countries like China, believe it or not, and Russia have levels of safe exposures that are thousands of times lower than here in America. In fact, America is the highest.
Well, what you just told me, that's a very big story. It's almost like Roundup. You know, other countries are limiting Roundup. In America, we practically drink it, from the time we leave the womb. You're saying a very big story, and it's almost an overwhelming story if what you said is true. For somebody, again, for hearing this maybe for the first time, second or third time, this is a new idea to them. You just told them that there was a conspiracy to diminish the overall health of basically everybody in this country, and it's magnified much more here than even in China and Russia. That's what you just told them. That's a very big pill to swallow. How do you deal with that? How do you explain that?
Oh, boy. Well, this, again, it actually plays into some of my other work that I got started with on YouTube that got me sort of popular in the first place, which is another story, but pertaining to America being Babylon. So, you know, America is the home of the brave and the land of the free. So we're not going to just cow down to open tyranny. This has to happen on the down low. And what a perfect way to do it. So, and what you also just said about glyphosate, a.k.a. Ready Roundup, I believe that it is actually a combination for a perfect storm of ill health and dumbed-down confusion that they need us to be in order for our eyes not to be open enough to see what is happening. So, Ready Roundup is essentially, it is a direct attack on the immune system. I mean, there have been some scientists have actually said it's as if it was created by DARPA to particularly attack the healthy bacteria in the gut. And then you add RF to that along with the heavy metals that are found in the fluoride that has no business being in our water, acts like a heavy metal. The metals that are in the sky from the geothermal engineering that is no longer a theory. This is admitted by our military and by, you know, the scientists are coming out and admitting it now. So this is no longer a conspiracy, and I really dislike that word because it actually was created to make, you know, questioning the main narrative will make you look like an idiot. You know, that's why they created the term.
Well, you know, it is a conspiracy. It's just not a theory anymore. There's no theory to it. Let me sum up what you just said right there. Let me sum up some of the things you said for people to consider that takes this to another level than of other people I've heard this from. Okay, consider the metals that's in the vaccines. That's a fact. Just go look at the inserts if you're trying to get up to speed on this. There's heavy metals in the vaccines. Most of the population receives them, heavy doses, much more than they used to. Okay, the mold that is already in the body, the studies, talk about that. That really freaked me out.
This is something I've just gotten into because of some of the people that emailed me directly after having watched my video. They are turning off their Wi-Fi. They're getting rid of the wireless in their homes. And, oh, my goodness, are they seeing incredible changes in their family's health and mental well-being. And so that kind of took me down into these rabbit holes, so to speak. But essentially, we know what happens when we put aluminum in a microwave, right?
Yes.
It's not pretty. And that is definitely a dramatic example of what's happening in a very subtle way in our body. So when we have aluminum, it's mostly aluminum in the vaccines now. There is still a heavy amount of mercury found in the flu vaccine. I highly recommend no one ever take the flu vaccine. And then the aluminum in the sky as well as the fluoride in the water. And so these things are accumulating in our bodies. And what we know about, you talked earlier about the beast, it's as if they're trying to build up the beast that is like themselves. Well, sad as and scary as it sounds, parasites and mold love radio frequency. And so,
Hold that thought.
Okay.
There's the music. On the other side, let's get to that. Talk about that. That is so key.
Sounds good.
Mold, fungus, cancer. They love RF. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. This is either one of the most absolutely diabolical things ever, ever, or this is the most horrible coincidence in the history of man. What Dana, and I'll have her explain it, mold, parasites, love these frequencies that are coming from these Wi-Fi routers. your body, the good bacteria, your DNA, does not like it at all. Discuss those two things, Dana.
So Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt is a phenomenal scientist and researcher in this realm. I would suggest people check out. But he did a study in which they took the radio frequencies equivalent to cell phones. They put mold in the ambient environment. See, we got cell towers all around us, and they replicated the average cell tower frequency with this mold versus mold not in that environment, and they found that that mold produces 600 times more mitotoxins when it's in RF. And so
my word.
That's huge, because mitotoxins they disrupt everything. But when you look at that, and then you look at what is happening on his work with autistic children as well, he took a group of pregnant mothers and tested the kind of RF environment that they were in while their babies were in utero. He measured the RF environment that they were in. And those children that were in the heaviest amounts of RF had full-blown autism, and we know that RF is most impactful on the reproductive cells, that is sperm and ovum. They don't have any kind of defenses against it. And so when the doctors will say, you know, autism could be genetically caused, but they don't say that RF can break the genes to cause the genetic damage in the first place, right? And so if you have genetic damage that, for example, keeps a child from being able to spill out, as they say, the heavy metals like it should, then that accumulates in the body, then you add the RF to it later on, and it's even worse. And so for me, hearing that children in a Denmark study that they did on mice, they put these mice in utero, and that is particularly within during the gestation period. So if you have people out there that are trying to get pregnant and they're not protecting their reproductive areas, this is big for them, and it's big for all of us. But those mice in vitro during that gestation period that had RF frequency on them had increased children have ADHD, ADD. The males in particular had decreased learning and memory. So it was one of the first studies that were done that caused the male mice to not be able to remember how to get through the maze as quickly as they would had they not had that radio frequency on them. Again, this is when they're in utero, not even out. So it's terribly important. I shudder at the thought of what this Wi-Fi is doing to our children in schools. Last year, my daughter was in public school up here. It was pretty tragic for us. And the teacher, I remember her just saying, "What is wrong with these children? Why can't you remember anything?" And they had had Wi-Fi for the last 2 years. She's like, "It didn't used to be this way." But they're steeping in it all day, and it absolutely, this isn't up for debate. It increases anxiety. It causes depression. We need to protect our kids, and that's just where we're at with this. I don't want to overwhelm people, because there definitely are ways that we can protect ourselves. You know, just think of what you did in 2003. We didn't have Wi-Fi routers in our homes in 2003. We had wires. We still had internet. You know, I'm pro-technology. I'm just not pro. Anything smart means wireless. Anything smart has to go. It's ultimately for surveillance, but in the meantime, it's causing a lot of damage to people.
You mentioned the word overwhelmed, and I'm sure, you know, especially people who are new, our audience is pretty aware, but we get new listeners all the time. When they hear this, give them maybe one or two things that they can focus on to make a difference here and to be aware of.
Absolutely, immediately I turn my Wi-Fi off at night. I noticed a difference right away. I started getting dreams. I hadn't had dreams in forever. Turning off all wireless at night. Here's something that's huge. America I mean, what do we have, 330 million people or something? I don't know, something like that. But I know that according to sleephealth.org, Americans, there are 50 to 70 million people who are suffering from sleep-related problems. Sleep is a third of your life. It's when your body undoes the damage of the day. It's when your brain cleans out toxins. When you have Wi-Fi on while you sleep, your pineal gland, which is responsible for releasing melatonin into your body, that melatonin not only helps you to sleep, and by the way, it starts releasing the melatonin when the sun goes down. That's how it knows to release it, because that's the God-given EMF that we're created with. But instead, you're creating a false reading of EMF that your brain is not able to decipher between the natural radiation and the man-made radiation. So guess what? It holds on to the melatonin. You're not able to sleep as well. And melatonin is responsible for repairing your DNA damage while you sleep. Unfixed DNA is what causes cancer in the first place. So we're taking away our body's natural ability to fight, to keep cancer from forming in the first place. So absolutely turn your Wi-Fi off at night. The more that I learned, I quickly got rid of Wi-Fi. And just, you know, pretend like it's 2003. What did we do? We had Ethernet cables. So wherever I usually sit on the computer or my phone, I have an Ethernet cable sitting there ready to plug into. Another thing you can do is that, you know, airplane mode is your friend. You know, we're used to hearing all these notifications as they come in, but, you know, it's a big distraction. I can't say that I always hated it, but, you know, now what I do is I keep my phone in airplane mode most of the time. When I'm in the space to look at what I've got going on, I turn it off for a moment. This is when I don't have the Ethernet, which is better to do. But if you're out and about and you need to check on your stuff, you turn it off of airplane mode, you let things download, and then you plug it back into airplane mode again. Those are three very easy things that you can do.
Let me
and my video goes into a lot of solutions, by the way.
Yes, her YouTube channel, Dana Ashley, A-S-H-L-I-E, Dana Ashley. Very good information there. A couple things. You know, we had Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Pfeiffer on yesterday, Pfeiffer formulas, REM sleep, and how important sleep is, and what you just touched on. That's when you detox, repair, and if you don't go through all the stages of sleep, you don't repair properly. And if you don't have that proper nutrition, you're not going to be repairing your DNA. The Stetzer meters, we've had Dave Stetzer on about the EMF that's in your wires, just extra radiation on top of the wireless radiation, very important tool. Dana's also working on some different clothing, especially for children. We'll get an update about that the next time she comes on, so just stay aware of those kind of things. Dana, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Very good information. We look forward to having you again.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It was wonderful. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.